And throughout this very long march, did you walk along well-trod paths, or did you sometimes have to go through new territory?
No, there were beaten tracks we walked on. Yes, there were paths. Sometimes across paddy fields and sometimes, you know, a jungle path. Mm-hmm.
Did you meet many of the clan people, the people from the different tribes?
Only after we'd left Imphal. We got to Imphal where there was a meal waiting for us, and it was a kind of a big drill hole. And it's where the Burma Rifles and those people used to train. But they had organised baths for us. We had to pay, Dudley. And I remember seizing, there was a lady in charge, Anglo-Indian lady, very nice, and she organised these baths. And I had one cubicle, and the fellow filled the bath with nice warm water. And I put Ian in and bathed him and put his pyjamas on. Then I made him sit down and wait. And then I had another petrol can used with a handle of hot water again for me, and I had my bath really quickly, and we got into our nightclothes then, and we all went into a kind of a big drill hall, and we all put our bedrolls right round the room and slept like tops till morning. Next morning there was breakfast organised. We got dressed, went for breakfast, and then we were told we were going by lorry to Dimapur, the railhead. And Lottie and I and the policeman's wife were grateful for her because she had a potty to help. Well, at the last moment, Ian wanted to go to the toilet, so I had to take him back. And when I got back, this bus was full, but there was room left, two seats. We sat on the floor, our bedrolls, and the lorry had a backer. It was lifted up and then pinned down, and I had my back to the lorry all the time. Ian and I, being the last on there. In the front, there were two rows of seats, and Lottie and Keith and the two headmistresses, teachers, were there, and plus others. And then the others had to put the bedrolls round and sit on those. Well, we went on and on, and finally we were stopped. There were some Naga headmen there, with the capes. Ian was fascinated, and Keith, and they kept pointing at the children because Keith had joined me by then. His mother had been terribly sick. She could never travel, and she was almost unconscious. But so Keith came to the back, to Ian and I, and they were hanging over the back of the lorry, grinning at these men, and they were building the road, the Burma Road. And they had feather capes on, because it had been raining occasionally, and rings through their ears, some through the nose, and that. And they couldn't get over Ian, because Ian was ginger-haired and freckled, blue-eyed, and they'd never seen a child like that before. And Keith was so fair. He was blonde, blue-eyed, and eventually, an Indian major blew a whistle and called them off. He said, another minute, I think they'd have lifted your children out. He was very nice. He said, now, you'll be stopped on the way because some of the road is down. He said, the monsoon's washed the roadway. But he said, there's planks and things over, and you'll be assisted over, which we were. And then it was a big job of putting planks for the lorry, the bus to go. Well, Lot and Mrs. Mansfield were both so sick they refused to get out of the lorry. And this driver, he said, look, if anything happens, we shall go over that. Lot said, let it go over, I couldn't care less. But he managed to, on these, the way it was manoeuvred, and we got over, and then we were assisted over this. And it was hundreds of feet down. We had I'll never forget that. And we finally got over the other side, and then got in the bus, and off we went. Well, Keith started to be sick. And this policeman's wife, she said, do you want my potty? Little girl's potty, oh please. And then Ian started to be sick. Is it finished? Ian started to be sick. And then Keith had another session. And I had a sundress on, fairly low here. And he said, oh, Auntie Bet, I want to be sick. And he put his face in my chest. And he vomited all down my thing. And I felt it all gather at my navel. I was sopping. And then the next thing, the fumes got me. And I knew no more. I passed out. And the next thing was, I realised the lorry had stopped. And people, the back was taken down. And an elderly lady, she looked over the back. Oh, look at these poor little darlings. That was Keith and Ian. She says, just look at them. And some men picked them up and took them and laid them on the grass. And then two men had to come because I was so stiff and I was only half awake. And they carried me off and they laid me on this lawn. Beautiful warm afternoon. And apparently it was the tea planters club lawn. And then another lady came round and she put her hand under my head. And she gave me a drink of brandy and water. They were going round everyone. And it was amazing how we quickly revived. And then they chatted and asked us where we'd come from and what had happened and so on. Eventually we were taken to some showers. And we had clean clothes in our bedrooms. So each lady helped us as much as she could, and we had a beautiful shower and then clean clothes on. And by this time we were fit again. And then we were taken over to a huge marquee where there was we thought we'd come back to civilization. There was tablecloths and flowers on the table. After roughing it so much, it seemed beautiful, and everyone was grinning like mad. It was lovely. Well, they gave us a lovely meal, and then afterwards, we'd only not many yards to go to where the train was waiting. It was the railhead at Dimapur, and we went in, put the children to bed, and we then realised our water bottles were empty. So we asked someone where to get some clean water, and they said, oh, go to the station refreshment room. So I had got Ian into bed, excuse me. He was on an upper berth, and I was having the lower one, and it was a four berth cabin, so Lot and Keith had the other. And then someone said, I'll show you where to get the water. We went to the refreshment room. Mrs. Mansfield pushed the door open. And the place was full of soldiers, tea planters, and all sorts of people. old men, and one looked at us. Where in God's name have you ladies come from? So Mrs. Mansfield says we're refugees from Burma. Oh, and they're crowded round. And the colonel says, look, you must have a drink with me. So he insisted we had a drink, but we only had one. We haven't time to spare, really. And we waited till our bottles were full, clean water, and had our drinks and chatted to them. And then we went back to the train. And these fellas crowded round wanting to know where were our husbands, were they still fighting, and what had they done. And they were most interested. So Mrs. Mansfield says, we're only the first of many. There's many more refugees to come after us, which they were.
Were you the first wave, do you think?
We were the first to be evacuated from Mamio. And But the thing was, we got on the train and it travelled through the night. And next morning we arrived at the river that separated Bengal. And we had to go on this steamer and cross over. And it was quite a voyage, really, to cross this huge river. Brahmaputra, and we went aboard this steamer and had our lunch, which was excellent. Some of the women dived and had a bath, but I had to watch Ian because he was diving round the sides of the ship full of interest. And then when we disembarked the other side, we got our first snag. The railway station master didn't like the British. The Bengalis didn't. They were very hostile, some of them. And he wanted us to pay our fare to Calcutta. And Mrs. Mansfield said, no, the army will pay. But he wanted the money. So there was nearly a stand-up fight between them. She could speak Hindi, and he couldn't get away with it. So in the end, he capitulated, and we all had to sign who we were so that the army could pay later. And Lottie put down that she was the wife of Lieutenant John Goldthorpe. And I had to say I was the wife of Captain Alan Bootland and my son, Ian. After that, he brought some things shunted up. And when Mrs. Mansfield went to look at them, she refused them. She says, no way are our party going in there. She says, they're filthy. Take them away and bring us some clean carriages. Well, eventually, we had to wait, and eventually these carriages were shunted up, and they were cleaned.